welcome back. This is Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr. We're going to head over to Madison, Wisconsin right now because the clock is ticking for the World Dairy Expo. Starts next Tuesday over in Madison. And the media relations director is going to relate to the media a little bit right now. And you can listen in. Kristen Olson, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Are you all excited about getting the big show off again next Tuesday?
Yeah, we're in the single digits. Yeah, we're getting really excited, and things are well in motion and underway for the show to kick off on Tuesday.
The theme for this year is the next frontier. So what is the next frontier of dairy?
Right. Well, we're always looking for a fun theme that kind of encompasses what the dairy industry is facing, and with the challenges and the changes and how it's growing and evolving, we've thought it was fitting that we would focus on the next frontier of dairy. And that can be seen throughout our dairy cattle show, our world-renowned trade show with all of the technology that will be on hand, as well as the educational opportunities with our expo seminars and our virtual farm tours, too.
Now, you have international attendees, of course, and what other parts of the world are you expecting attendees from?
Yeah, certainly a huge part of World Dairy Expo is our international presence. Last year we saw almost 100 countries represented by more than 3,000 attendees that were registering, and they were from all over the globe, whether it was here in North America, places like Canada and Mexico, but also continents elsewhere like China and Japan, and European countries as well. So certainly a global presence is felt in our attendee base, and that transfers over to the dairy cattle shows as well as the trade shows.
It sounds like tariff trauma, which a lot of agriculture is experiencing right now, is not affecting dairy.
It isn't, and we'll see. Even though we're facing challenges like the tariff issue and different policies and the farm bill, if it's going to help or hurt, people come together at World Dairy Expo. It's really the global meeting place, and even as those challenges are faced head-on, it's a place where people can come to rejuvenate, feel energized, and really leave ready to take on adversity.
So, learning what as far as producers or the general public, what kind of learning opportunities do you have?
Well, for many years, a highlight of the show has been our expo seminars, and we're pleased to provide attendees additional educational value again through the diverse series of expo seminars that are being presented by industry leaders daily and really address topics centered around policy, things like research, finances, and the future. So those will kick off on Tuesday, October 2nd at 1 p.m., starting with entering the dairy industry and how young people get started into dairying. And those seminars will roll through the week and wrap up with a nod to the future, as I mentioned. It's going to be a great seminar focusing on dairying in the future, including dairying in 2068. Dr. Jack Britt, a senior consultant with Jack Britt Consulting, will be doing that seminar. So a lot of wonderful topics, and you can read all about them at worlddairyexpo.com.
All right, sounds good. Dairying 50 years in the future. Boy, you guys are looking ahead. So, hey, if it's okay, can we check in with you now and then next week a little bit?
Absolutely, you bet.
All righty, thank you much. Kristen Olson, Media Relations Director, World Dairy Expo. Thanks for the work you do, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great, thank you.
You bet, bye now.